Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. As always, guys, I need a mic check. So if you can hear me, can you text me just to let me know that you can hear me? So far, so good. It looks like we're good. I just need a confirmation real quick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you hear me? Anybody? Sis, can you hear me? I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Can somebody? Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Chaya. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is September. Oh, today is September 3rd, 2023. Today is my oldest daughter's birthday. She turned 32 years. No. Yeah. She turned 32 today. So happy birthday to Amber. She's normally on. She's not quite on yet. So, yeah, with that being said, happy birthday, girl. I'm just going to go ahead and dive right in, guys. I know we only have an hour, so I want to try to keep it to that hour. Per the last couple of shows, a couple of them went over, but we've been doing pretty good trying to stay close to 8 o'clock. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Today's co-host today is Teresa. Everyone know who Sis is, a.k.a. Sis. I'm going to call you Sis. Sis, I'm about to open up your mic. Text me, let me know you're ready, because I know you're on your way to work. So just let me know if you are ready for me to open you up, and I will open up your mic. And just a quick few disclaimers. I have a few people on, but this message is for those who are not quite on yet. So once they pop on, I'll probably announce the quick disclaimers. Okay, Sis. I'm about to log you in. I mean, I'm about to bring you in. Yeah.
Hey, sis.
Hey, sis. How you
here.
Doing? Okay.
I'm good. I was driving, so that's why I couldn't text you, because I was already in the car. You know, I got to
work. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
I didn't think about that. I was like, I see her on. I just wanted to make
that's
sure
why
we were
on
good. Oh, that's cool. I saw you pop on, too. Yep, I saw when you first logged on. Okay, so I got my humble co-host with me today. I just wanted to finish up a couple quick disclaimers. I know last week we had a couple people call in from the one spot, and it was kind of, you know, we had that noise, and then we couldn't really hear them. So just kind of be mindful, everyone, when you are speaking to myself or the co-host or anyone on the air at that time, just kind of be mindful of your background. For one, so others can hear, and for two, for others can hear. And try to be mindful as well. When a person is speaking, I try to do that too. So sometimes I kind of cut off what I do part self, or let them finish their thought, because I don't want anyone losing their chain of thought. And then, of course, speak up, because when I kind of listened to the playback, a few people I couldn't really hear. So kind of speak up, let's hear you, and things like that. So that's all I really have for the disclaimers. For the most part, this show is speak your mind. And just be respectful of everyone else's thoughts. Today's topic is the ideal relationship versus the ideal person. And you guys will think that I will come up with topics with no problem, but I could not, sis. When I say I could not come up with a topic today, I could not come up with a topic today. That was killing me. And then it's like, okay, girl, you know what to talk about. You know I be trying to stay away from the relationship things, but this was a great topic, and it just popped in my mind. Like, after I went back to look at a few of our other shows, because I try not to repeat, you know, too many other shows. So this is what we have, the ideal relationship versus the ideal person. I did get a lot of feedback from this one. Everyone said who I sent the invitation to that this was a great topic. So I think it's going to be a great topic. Let me see. 640, I hear you guys. Just give me 1 second. I think that's my people's in there. So just hold tight a second. I just want to kind of get the intro of the show out the way and dive into the topic. So we're going to dive right into the topic. So me, this is my topic, so I'll start it off. So the ideal relationship versus the ideal person. The reason why I chose this is because it's actually not just about, you know, the male-female relationship. It can be spoke about, you can relate this, you can refer this to a family relationship as well. But either way, however you guys, whoever want to chime in, or even you sis, however you want to speak about it, whether it is the relationship aspect or family aspect. Me, I can speak about it. I like to talk about it, you know, from the relationship aspect. So when I think of ideal, I think of what you say, sis?
No, I said, okay, I'm listening to you.
Oh, I got you. So when I think of the ideal, the definition of ideal is what I perceive to be, my conception, whether it's my reality or what I imagine it to be. So it's just all of us can kind of say, sis, I'm going to just mute you 1 second before, because I see that's your car. I know you're driving.
Okay,
I'm going to just mute you, then I'm going to open you back up.
Okay.
I had to mute her for a second. Sis, I'm going to bring you back in 1 second. Okay, that's Bree. Hey, Bree. I got Tanya. Tanya, thank you for tuning in. 640, give me a couple more minutes. I just want you guys to hear the topic, and then you can chat me. And sis, actually, you know what I want to do? Because I know these guys are limited, and I just want them to kind of, you know, if they want to chime in real quick, I'm going to have them go ahead and listen to what the topic is and give us our thoughts real quick, and we'll just piggyback off of them or something like that. So I just want to do it a little different today. So again, those who just chimed in, thank you for tuning in. Jerome is in the building. I'm about to bring you in a second too, Jerome. That's my guy right there. So again, the topic is the ideal relationship versus the ideal person. To me, my understanding of what ideal mean is my perception, my conception, what I think things are supposed to be, whether it's my reality or not. So the question is, my ideal relationship or your ideal relationship versus my ideal person or your ideal person. Can these two relate with one another? Can they stand alone? I always ask that question because I always like to see the connection between two things. And in this case, we're talking about the ideal relationship versus the ideal person. So to me, the ideal relationship, to be honest, is I need to bring you in because I need to get a little quick dialogue that we're going to bring in 640. Jerome, just let me know whenever you want to chime in. Anyone else, hit your number one or text me and let me know if you want to, you know, go ahead and dive into the conversation. 640, give me one more second. Yes, I just want to dialogue with you real quick. So you already know how I feel about, I guess this is a great topic to talk about, but it's not a great topic for me to talk about because I don't have a ideal relationship. I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I can't picture what an ideal relationship is because I could care less about a relationship. It's the same with the ideal person. So I guess, let me ask you, what's the ideal relationship? Just real brief for our listeners, because I know how you feel about relationships. So to you, what's the ideal relationship?
The ideal ideal relationship for me is someone that I can talk to, that I can open up and be me, like 100%
okay.
me. Okay. That is honest. And when we have an open and honest relationship, I don't care whether it's bad, good, ugly, or whatever is going on, but tell me the truth. Because based upon the truth that you tell me is how I will handle the situation. So for me, honesty and trust is number one. And trust is something that's not given, it's earned. So, because I just trust anybody. So, therefore, in order for me to have any type of personal relationship with you, I have to have some sort of trust with you. And that's whether it's a man-woman relationship, a family, a friend, whatever it is. And to me, friendship is more important than a relationship because if you have that base as far as the friendship is concerned, you're going to honor that. At least that's how I look at it. That's my perspective. So for me, the friendship is the most important relationship. Even like I have cousins, you know, and some of me and my cousins are really good. We friends too. So that trumps over everything. Yeah, we're blood, but when all else fails, that friendship is the foundation of what's going on. Hold us together when we come up against obstacles, and that's just, that's how I look at any relationship.
So that's part of self. So you're saying that's based off of a male female relationship as well as a family relationship, a family member relationship as well, right? Okay, and then give me real quick, what's the ideal to you? What does the ideal person look like? And this can be both ways. This can be in a relationship. Go ahead. Even though you might say the same thing, but go ahead.
So for me, it's the same thing. It's the honesty. It's the trust. It's me being able to talk to you. If I'm not, and you being able to talk to me. So about whatever it is, communication is the most important thing. So we need to be able to talk. We need to be able to trust one another. I may not agree with everything that you say, but the friendship portion of it is going to hold everything together for me.
I got you.
You know, so that's what's ideal for me.
Okay. Tanya, I'll see you, hon. I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Let me bring these guys in real quick, sis, and see what they have to say. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
640, before I bring you in, please be mindful of your – get down. Sorry, y'all. Cats all on the computer. Be very mindful of your background so everyone can hear you guys speak. Last week we kind of had a couple people that kind of we couldn't really hear. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because Mystic just jumped on my keyboard and did something. So we can hear you guys. So let me open you up. And then, Tanya, let me hear what they got to say, and then I'm going to bring you right in, hon. I see your hand up. Hold on 1 second.
What's going on?
Okay,
what's going
I got you.
On? This
I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, how are
what's
you?
Up, what's up? I just want to say this.
Thank you.
I'm all right. How are you? You good?
I'm doing
back
pretty good. Absolutely. Yeah, that's cool.
That's
we appreciate you guys coming in. Did you hear the topic?
Yeah. It's the ideal relationship versus the ideal person, right? Now, I kind of agree with what you said, you know what I mean? Because it's hard to pick out. I mean, everybody got their standards, but you never know, like, the person who you think you would meet your standards might not, and the person who you might not, they probably meet them with flying colors, you know what I'm saying? So ideally, you know, a lot of times you could be off, you know what I mean? You could be looking for one thing and find it in something totally different, right? But as far as like the ideal relationship, I think that everybody is gonna feel in a way like you're gonna think your standards, you're gonna think like, all right, bet I might be able to be with this person or to find something in this person. But to me, everybody is missing something, you know. So unless that person can fill that void that you're missing. You might not even know what you're missing at the time. They might not know. But if you can keep an open mind to meeting people and getting to know people, getting to understand people where they can fill that void that you're missing, I think that's the ideal relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's the person who can fill the void of what you're missing.
That's
You know, so no matter what it might be, you might be missing something that you don't even realize. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm
saying. Right,
right. As far as the ideal person, though, I'm not really sure about what the ideal person could be. You know, I have my standards just like everybody else, but, you know, I'd have met some women and dealt with some women who I thought was going to be just a quick kick. We just going to have a good time right quick, and it turned out to be something else just because I kept an open mind about the situation, you know? So
My ideal person, she gotta match my standards. She gotta pass these tests, and she gotta, you know what I'm saying, be smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? Help me grow and build. You know? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hold on, right here. Somebody else out here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, my ideal person, she got to be smarter than me, and she got to enhance my skills that I'm bringing to the table, and we got to be able to grow spiritually, physically, mentally, and she got to pass these tests, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm trying to get somewhere, and if I can't get nowhere with her, then she can't sit at the table with me, you know? Like, that's what's going on. You know,
ideal person.
Being in a relationship, that's the ideal relationship. That's the whole key. You know, like, I really ain't looking for no intimate relationship. I'm looking for somebody I could build with, you know what I'm saying? Gotta be loyal, you know what I'm saying? Gotta be honest, truth gotta be there, trust gotta be there, all that. But
okay.
I ain't really big on the looks. I'm big on the brain power, what we could produce. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if there's something we could build on, and you know, that's what I'm on. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Anybody else want to?
This is Greg, too. Yeah, what's up, Teresa?
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing? You know, well is well. You already know what's going on.
All right,
then. You know?
Yeah. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Funny. It's good. It's good to hear somebody say something like that. You know, that's what's up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jerome. I got you. All right, y'all down over there, Greg? Is there anybody else? I got a couple of people want to chime in. I'm gonna bring y'all back in. I'm about to mute y'all just real quick, but I'm gonna bring y'all open y'all back up. Tanya, I'm about to bring you in, and then Jerome. Okay, that's cool. All right, no problem. Tanya, I'm bringing you in right now. Hold on, Jerome. I got you.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Hey, I can hear you loud and clear, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you? Sound like you're doing good.
I'm doing pretty good. Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. I led a participation today.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with mostly everybody. I did have a question for one of your friends. Like, but I'll get to that later. So for me, the ideal person and the ideal relationship, they kind of almost one and the same, you know, mutual respect, definitely. We got to be able to communicate effectively, resolve conflicts. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to just sit there and be mad and angry all the time. You know, just kind of like just respect each other's differences and opinions. But my biggest thing right now, like for relationships, whether it's romantic or not, is loyalty. And it's really hard to find somebody you can really completely trust and that would reciprocate loyalty. Like, I don't know, like throughout my life, I realized that I'm like a loyal person to like friends and family, but then I turn around and see they won't do the same thing for me. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do with that, but that's hard to find. Also somebody that can provide support emotionally. If I'm in a relationship, as far as like a romantic relationship, of course, not only emotional support, but financial support, you know, somebody that I can build with. And I was agreeing with your friend. I think his name was Greg and Jerome. I don't know about purposely looking for somebody. Oh, Greg. Okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you're good.
Like, I know he mentioned that he wants somebody that's smarter than him that can help enhance him. But then I was thinking like, well, what about her? You know, I know you want somebody that can challenge you, but are you able to challenge her as well? So that was something that popped into my head when you said that. You know, I mean, I know he wants to grow, but I'm sure she wants to grow too, you know. So,
right.
When it comes to romantic relationships, I need physical affection, you know. They need to be attractive. I can't just be with somebody that I'm not attracted to, you know what I'm saying? But and like just somebody just to be happy with, you know, laughing, somebody who's funny, somebody, you know, that got jokes. That's the ideal person for me, whether it's friendship or not. So
I like that. Okay. Well, I'm gonna leave you open too. I want you to ask Greg, and you guys can dialogue in a second. But let me bring Jerome in real quick. Jerome, I'm about to bring you in now.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jerome. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just listening to everybody, and my take on everything for real is the idea of relationship is the one we need to have with ourselves. And the reason I say that is because whatever it is that we looking to attract, we first be that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we look, come this way. My fault, I got my boys. I'm at the playground with them.
No, but you're good.
The idea of relationship is that, we need to, the very thing that we seek, we need to be. Because a lot of times things that we look for, we're not even that. And we be having conversations. And for real, no greater relationship. Here, give me your water bottle. No greater relationship is the one that we have with ourselves. Because once we become exactly what we're looking for, we attract that what we are. A lot of times the relationships we get because that's just what we are. And we don't acknowledge that. We don't even believe it. But shit, the proof is in the pudding. You get what you attract. Shit, that was on it. Because once we do that, then the idea relationship and the idea person is gonna fall in suit because we're attracting that which we are.
Interesting. And in a sense, you become that ideal relationship and that ideal person. Once you focus on yourself, I get that. I got that. Sis, you still there? You want to respond to anybody, Tanya, the guys, or Jerome?
I totally agree with what Jerome said, because to me, I think before you go looking for a relationship, you have to have something to bring to the table. And you have to have yourself all the way together at 100%. Otherwise, you're going into something and you're not 100%. At 50%, you can't go into a relationship with 50% because you have to go in with 100%. Sometimes you may have to give 80%. That person can only give 20. Sometimes you got to give 100. They can't give nothing. You know, if you have to be willing to be open to meet people where they are and also meet yourself and be willing to grow and not be so stubborn that you're not willing to make some changes. Sometimes you have to bend at times you don't want to, you know? And I think that's the hardest thing, that compromise. Where is the compromise? You know, and now women were not out in the forefront. Now women in fields are out making it happen. But women that also out here making it happen have to be willing to know their place in a relationship, because nowadays a lot of women will take on everything in a relationship. They provide 100% of everything. And if a man don't feel like he's needed for anything, then he's not going to stay long. So even if you are the one in the relationship that's making the majority of the money, or you're making the most money, you still, that's not something you can throw up in somebody's face. Is you have to be willing to still let that man know you need him. You know, and to me, I think that's important, because where a woman don't necessarily have to feel needed, she want to be respected and loved. A man wants to be needed and respected.
Right.
I don't know. I think I want to feel needed too. I mean, I agree with most of it. I don't know about what you mean by the woman's place. I don't understand that part. But
so what I can say about that, for me, I can speak for me. For me, I'm an alpha female. I'm a go-getter. I know what I got to do and what I want to do. But at the same time, like I said, I'm going to go get what it is that I want. Don't nobody have to provide it for me. But at the same time, me doing that and coming to the table with what I'm coming with, I also know that the man, a real man, I don't have time to play games with boys, none of that stuff. I don't. I tell you, you got to go play with your mama because I'm not the one. So with that being said, I know that this man, I'm have to respect him and what it is that he does. I'm going to have to make mm-hmm. him feel needed. I don't care if it's washing my, because I can detail the hell out of my own car and do all of those things. But if this is something that he wants to do, or he wants to fix some things or do some of these things where I can call somebody and I can pay somebody, if this is something he does and he can do, have at it. Have at
Let
it.
Let me ask
yes,
you
I
something.
Need you to do it. Yeah.
Parcells, let me ask you something, because I'm still hanging on the alpha female part, right? So let me ask you a question about
uh-huh.
being an alpha female. Is being an mm-hmm. alpha female the ideal person for a male to be in a relationship with?
Not all men can handle it. Because the thing is, I mean, I have ran programs. I have done those things. I can bring my own money to the table.
Alpha female and alpha male is two different things. Female is not the same as alpha male.
Oh, you're a little low.
You talking to me or you talking to us, or are you talking to someone there? Because we can't hear you.
Oh, you hear us? Y'all can hear us?
Yeah, we can hear y'all. I didn't mute you. You said you was just listening, so I left you open.
Oh,
shit.
Okay, so
let me
mute y'all so y'all can have y'all sack.
Hold on. Well, since I'm right here, you might as well just let me go on and say,
go ahead.
I think the role of an alpha female and the role of an alpha male is not the same. So two alphas can for sure be in a relationship together. It's not the same. They don't have this. Their job is not the same thing. But versus a man feeling needed.
Pardon, so you said an alpha male and an alpha female could be in a relationship together?
Most definitely they could because at the end of the day, they jobs is not the same. Their jobs is not the same. The roles that they play is not the same. The alpha female and the alpha male is not the same thing.
Interesting.
Alpha female and alpha male is not
Can
the
you
same
define
thing.
What you mean? What's the alpha female versus
like
the alpha male?
Break that up. I want you to chime in,
alpha,
too.
Alpha female is a nurturer. She's a nurturer. She understands what needs to be done for her role throughout a relationship. She's a nurturer. She's a mother. She takes care of things. She grows things. You know, women carry a baby. They grow. They nurture. You know, we plant the seed. We the ones who we're hunters. We gatherers and all of that. We the strength. They the finesse to it. You know what I mean? So an alpha female is more of a finesse, where an alpha male is more the strength, and they come together. And it forms something greater than neither one of them could be on their own. You know what I mean? Because the alpha, both people understand their role and their responsibility in that relationship, and they feel that role to a T. They both alphas. They both don't. One can sustain without the other, and be loyal and sustain without the other. Because at the end of the day, that's what a man's looking for in a woman. A man's looking for his woman to be able to sustain and keep an operation and keep whatever situation going in the circumstances that he can't be there, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So that gotta work both ways. You know what I'm saying? So for a man to feel needed, and what she said about a man feeling needed, yeah, we want to feel needed too. But at the same time, we don't want no motherfucker who need us for everything. You know what I'm saying? She can't just need us for every damn thing. I mean, damn, what's she gonna do on her own? What was she? Because without me, she'll fall apart. And under these circumstances, in the way the world is now, anything can happen to where I can't be there and be hands-on and be as direct as I need to be. You know what I'm saying? So under them circumstances that may happen, just to be prepared for anything, if she can't sustain on her own, then it turns her to somewhat of a liability at that point, you know, because she's a grown woman and she can't do without me. You know, we both can probably do without each other, but we do greater things together. You know what I'm saying? We do greater things together as a unit, you know? So we both got to be able to sustain and keep shit going on in case one of us got to take a hiatus real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. I want to bring, hold on, sis, before
I gotta
you
do
respond.
Everything. Okay.
No, go ahead. Were you done?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, hold on one sec. Okay, hold on, sis. I want to, Jerome. Go ahead, Jerome.
So I was going to say, the whole concept of the alpha female come from when the black man left the woman to fend for herself and she had to take on that alpha role. Go ahead, man. And she had to take on that role, that masculine energy. Because the protector, that's a masculine role in itself. So when the female had to take on that role herself due to the fact of us leaving so many households, you know what I'm saying, unattended, that's where the whole concept of the alpha female came in, because she got to doing everything on her own, thinking on her own. Mm-hmm. You still moving accordingly? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You have 1 minute remaining.
All right. And then, like, so my thing is this. We need a nurturer. You know what I'm saying? I don't want an alpha woman. You know what I'm saying? Because if a woman is an alpha woman, that means 9 times out of 10, she got a lot of healing to do, because she didn't took on that role for so long. She hated it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she don't know how to come out of it. And it's going to be hard for a man to come in and adjust that, because she didn't been in it for 10, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, you have to go ahead.
That wasn't your timer.
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn.
You got that in. That's 60 seconds. Like, wait a minute, Jerome. Like, where the hell that timer come from? We on the timer now.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, jail call.
Man, that is funny. I wasn't.
Thank you for using GTL.
That was a guy that we had on the one line, but I wanted to respond, because the reason why I asked that question is because I know I'm an alpha, and I know being an alpha female, I cannot be in a relationship. I'm not bossy or anything like that. I don't think I'm bossy. Am I bossy? Mm. Who know me? Am I bossy?
You can be. Sir, you can be.
Who you ask? You asking me?
You can. I wouldn't say bossy, but you definitely want things to go how you want it to go.
Way.
And if it don't go that way, then it's a problem.
Oh,
you could define that as how you want to define it. But
okay, I got you. Yeah. So that's why I was asking, sis, like, can an alpha female be in a relationship? But then the one guy was saying, like, an alpha male and an alpha. So Jerome, real quick, what's an alpha male? Well, I know what an alpha male is, but I want you to give me a description of what the alpha male looks like, so I can get a better understanding.
An alpha male is self-sufficient. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah, he's self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? And once he's self-sufficient in that role, yes, you can, son. Yep. He just go ahead. I'm gonna just leave it at that. He gonna keep saying stuff.
I got you. Nah, that's yes, cool. You cool. Nah, you cool. So yeah, that's cool. Cause I was trying to listen to what the guy was saying as far as like describing an alpha female, and to me, and maybe I missed it, but it sounded like he was just describing the female. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get a quick clarity on that, because I know me and why I really couldn't chime in on this topic, because I know how I feel about the ideal relationship and then the ideal person to me. I really don't have the ideal relationship what the ideal relationship looks like to me, or the ideal person. So, yeah. But sis, with what they said, do you still think that, I mean, I know what your thoughts are, but with the other information and the other thoughts from everyone else, you still think that the alpha female can be in a relationship? Oh, how about this?
I do.
A successful,
I can
healthy
speak for
relationship.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And
okay.
I have. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
With the alpha male. And I am nurturing, you know, successful,
mm-hmm.
powerful, and those things. But you have to know when to turn it off. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
I got you.
I mean, I run a business. I have a job. I do all of these different things. But the thing is, once I clock out and I'm done for the day, I want to leave that there. So I leave that at home. I don't want to come home. I mean, I take care of the things I need to at home. However, if there's decisions or outside choices and different things like that that need to be made, we need to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Him and I, we need to have a conversation. Like, this is my thought. If this is something that he's handling or that he has to take care of, have at it. Do what
mm-hmm.
you need to do. Regardless of whatever the situation is, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, I got your back. I'm here for you, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about, because he mentioned a woman not being healed. And the alpha female, it did come from women having to do everything themselves and put themselves in a position to be able to provide for their children and do those different things. And then you just
mm-hmm.
you have to keep running with it. You know, so that's true. But you also, in the process, like I stated before, before you get involved in a relationship, you have to be true and honest to yourself and know what
right.
it is that you want. And you have in the choices that you make, is this the right person for me? Like, for instance, I know for a fact that for me to have a successful relationship, I would have to be with an alpha male, because I need somebody who can deal with the fact that, okay, outside of, yeah, she worked this job, but she also has this business that she's working. I need him to understand exactly what I'm doing. And if I go to explain to you, like, okay, kind of moves that I'm making, this is what I have to do, X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to need this time to do it. I need him to understand that. I don't need to every day have to explain, okay, I'm doing this because of X, Y, and Z, or I'm doing this I need somebody who is intelligent, who can articulate what it is that they need, what they want, or if you're unhappy. Like I said, communication is very important. So the alpha men, and I have been with males that weren't alpha, we don't work out, because whereas I'm striving for something, I'm going after something outside of my household, he may not have that. He may not have that same drive, but I can't carry you and me. I can pour into you, and I would need you to pour into me as well, but I can't carry you if I'm trying to pour into you and you're not accepting what I'm giving or what I have to give or my opinion or whatever it is, that listening ear, regardless, whatever it is I'm bringing to the table for you that you say that you need it or you tell me that you need and I'm providing it. If you don't understand what it is that you want, I can't help you figure that part out.
I wanted to just add mm-hmm. on real quick. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, listening to everyone and their thoughts. But I think in order for the ideal relationship to be healthy and or successful is that the both individuals accept the other person for who they are and for what they do. Because it's so challenging to try to change a person or want this from a person and they're not able to give it. Like, no one is 100%. None of us is 100%. So, yeah, the 80-20 or even the 60-40 or even the 50-50. But in order for it to be a healthy, successful relationship, you're just going to have to accept that person for who they are and what they do. Because I hear everyone saying what their ideal person is or what their ideal relationship is. And like a couple of you said, like, you have to, I lost my train of thought. accept that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's hard for people to do that these days because everyone want, they see this. They see this ideal relationship, this ideal person. But again, like you, I think you even asked that, like, are you that? You know what I'm saying? Most people are not. You saying you want A, B, C, D, but are you A, B, C, D? You get what I'm saying? I think, again, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to be redundant or beat a dead horse, but in order for a relationship to be successful and healthy, you just have that person. You can't change that person. And another thing, too, once you meet a person, who they are is probably not who they're going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later. So they're going to change. It might be for the better and it might be for the worse, but they are going to change. So because they wasn't who they were when you met them, does that make the relationship not continue to work? You know what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Like, that's why you got to accept this person for who they are and for whatever changes they're going to make. Because if they're that type of person, they're going to change. They have to change. They can't stay the same. Most people do change from year to year. You have to evolve in order to keep up with everything. You know what I'm saying? Or even keep up with yourself. You know, like Jerome was saying, we need to look within ourselves before looking at anything else when it comes to a relationship. Absolutely right. But who are we to say, even though we want this, who are we to tell this person that they have to be this way because this is what you want? You get what I'm saying? That's why me, I'm not in a relationship. That's why me, I don't have relationships with certain family members for that exact reason.
I think that's why knowing what it is that you want and what it is that you're looking for in the person, the dating phase, the initial stages in relationships are important because initially when you meet somebody, you're meeting a representative until some things go down within the relationship to where, and it may take a couple months. You know what I'm saying? Because you see with everybody, even with yourself, a person may bring out good, bad, or ugly within you. You know, they may bring out things in you that you didn't even know. It's all in how you handle it. It's all in how you handle it. I mean,
right.
I don't just jump into a relationship. I'm not that girl. I'm not that one where, you know, he cute and, you know, we just go from there. It has to be more. It has to be some substance besides just a fine-looking man. I've had them, you know. But what I'm saying is it has to be more than just that. That's not, for me, that's not enough. It's not enough.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm straightforward. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish that thought.
I'm straightforward up front about what it is that I want, that I'm looking for. And I expect that from, especially when you're dealing with a grown man, for them to be able to know what it is they want. If you're not sure what it is that you want, I'm not the one for you to try to find out. You need to know what it is that you want first. You know?
But that's making a choice of who you decide to be with. Yeah, I want Jerome to chime in real quick because he wanted to respond to what I was saying. But, yeah, I get that part. But if you got this person real quick, Jerome, hold on 1 second. This just don't respond to me yet, sis. I want to just say this real quick. But if you got this person you met, right, and he don't have his stuff totally together, and then you say, okay, I remember Queen was talking about on the radio, sis was talking about on the radio, maybe that I need to accept this person for who they are, but this person ain't got it together, then that's just your choice to choose this person who ain't got it together. You get what I'm saying? But hold on, I want to hear what Jerome has to say, and I'm going to let you respond to that. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I'm noticing that we all be having these expectations of what a person should have and shouldn't have, or what we should be and what we shouldn't be. But I think, fuck what I think, I know one of the things that we ignore in relationships is that we don't change. And a lot of times we change at different phases. And if we're in a relationship, you may be changing right now, and then your personal development state, and then I'm in my space where I'm stagnant. You know what I'm saying? You good. You good. Go ahead. Like, may stagnant. I mean, I may be stagnant. And then, like, we're doing so, we'd be looking at, like, damn, we ain't compatible. But it's not that we are not compatible. Seasons change. And a lot of times we don't know how to weather shit through those seasons. And we think, oh, we ain't compatible no more, or it ain't this or it ain't that. And we just throw relationships away. You know what I'm saying? And then we on to the next. And we just keep getting a new body count and keep motherfuckers just throwing ourselves out there. When all said and done, we could have just been patient with the person we was with and just realized that we on two different pages right now, but that don't mean it's still not my person. And the last thing is this, is that we so quick to say what a person don't got and what a person don't have. Shit, they may get that shit later. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we may get it later. Or we may not. We may not get it at all. But a lot of times, that whole 80-20 concept, a lot of times we be in relationships that we turn around, we abandon that 80 for the 20 that we lacking. And then we jump on that 20 that we wasn't having, you know, that we didn't get in the relationship we was in and realize we lacking that 80%. You know what I'm saying? Just some shit to consider.
That's interesting. Ty, you want to respond real quick? Tanya?
I kind of wanted to respond to what I think Teresa had said.
Right.
She was talking about how she needs somebody that already got their stuff together. She don't want to have to worry about, you know, them figuring out what they want to do, which I definitely agree because that does come with age. I know in my early 20s, I really didn't care too much about that. I mean, honestly, I felt like I was a kid at that point. You know, I was just like, oh, he looked good, you know, let's talk. But obviously now, you know, being in my 30s, I would definitely agree. I want somebody that already got their stuff together. I don't mind building on what you already have, but I want somebody that is, I don't want nobody that, you know, that don't have a job. You know what I'm saying? That don't have their own car, their own place. You know, I'm past that stage in my life, you know. I'm not dating. I'm not dating. If I would, you know, wasn't married to your son, I wouldn't be dating nobody like that, you know.
right.
so yeah, I need somebody who got their stuff together. That's all I wanted to add.
So Teresa, let me ask you this. Here's a scenario. You get the guy that has this stuff totally together, and then things change where he doesn't have it together. He loses most of everything. I'm not going to put the negativity out there to say everything, but what happens then? Like, do you stay? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like I said in the beginning, you have to know what it is that you want or what it is that you working towards and working for. I understand things happen. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with things happening, people changing, any of those things. Are we working together? I mean, what are we doing? That's my thing. I'm 50. So the things that I wanted at 20 is not necessarily in that same, wrapped in that same package that I want at 50. And so I'm not interested in younger guys. I'm just not. So the where they may be, where somebody in their 30s will be and where I am at 50 is two totally different things. So I understand that. So I would never. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. And it's, like I said, it starts with communication. It starts with the, with us being able to talk and where you are, what's going on with you. You know, those things are important, and those are things that you have to figure out. You have to know what it is that you want or that they want. Maybe they don't have a career that they want, or maybe they do have the career that they want. It's just not where it needs to be for them, but are you working towards that? You know,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something mm-hmm. that I can help with, or is vice versa, it could be him that's helping me. Either or, I'm just saying there has to be a plan. There has to be something.
But you were asking, you know, like, what if he lost everything? I'm sorry, Teresa. Go ahead.
If he lost everything and if we can rebuild or help each other out together, okay.
Okay.
You know, things, like I said, things happen. If this person has a business, they business fold or something happened, okay, how can we get it back on track? What do we need to do? What do you need me to help you with? What do you need me to do? Tell me. Because if it's not something that I know, it's something I can learn. What do you need me to help you with?
Gotcha. What were you saying, Tanya?
I was thinking, like, what if it was something, like maybe that person's dealing with some type of addiction, like gambling addiction or drug addiction, and you end up losing everything because of that. Do you still stick by that person and try to make it work, or do you leave?
So if there's a gambling addiction, I mean, these are things that you should see going into your relationship. These are
not
things.
All the time.
There are things that
people change. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
People do change, but if we're in a if I'm in a relationship with a man and I notice things mm-hmm. where he was saving money or he was putting money, you know, to the side, that's not happening no more. Why? If you're not doing this, if this is your goal at the end of the year to have whatever money saved to do X, Y, and Z, okay. And then all of a sudden it's gone. You in the negative for what? I'm going to ask, like, what happened? And if you tell me you out gambling, you need to get you some help. Because I'm not going to throw no money into something that's dying because you out here gambling. And that's the truth. Because I'm not going to tear down my house because this is a choice that you're making. Now, if you getting help and you making strides to get the help that you need and do X, Y, and Z, okay. But I'm not gonna totally destroy everything that I got going on and you still out here tossing money to the wind on the crack game. Sorry. Because what's going to happen at the end?
I don't know.
Go ahead. No, I was saying, like, she makes it sound easy, you know. But sometimes when you're with somebody for a long time, you might be married, got kids. Mm-hmm. It's hard to just be like, you know what, you ain't about to bring me down. Goodbye, deuces. Like, it's just not that easy. Especially,
I was in a marriage, married to my ex-husband for over 25 years. So I understand being in a relationship, and having to make sacrifices, all of that. At the same time, like I said, Teresa at 50 and Teresa at 20 or Teresa at 30 is two totally different things. I'm not, if I got kids and a family, you out here gambling mm-hmm. away money, what do you think you doing? What is it that you think you're doing? What are you doing to the family? These are questions that he must ask himself that I can't answer. You know what I'm saying? But I will not be outside living under a cardboard box because this is a choice that you're making. You decide that you still want to go shoot craps or, you know, go to Vegas or put money online. Every penny going online. No, I'm not going to support that. And I would tell him, no, I'm sorry, I can't.
I think, again, it's not what I think, Paracelsus. It's what I know. Like, that's just too much work to do all that. For me, like, I'm not about to do all that in a relationship to keep a person on their toes or decide what I'm going to do once it's not what it used to be or trying to figure out how to mold this person.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
so you're saying a relationship period is too much.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, I don't want to figure out what I'm supposed to do in a relationship or what that person's supposed to do in a relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jerome, do you want
to
try
together?
I mean that too, but like sis was saying, like, see, we all have our own idea or no idea of what a relationship looks like. Like, we all do. We agreed on a few things, but you said one thing, I of course said another thing. Sis said another thing, and Jerome, the guys, we all said something different. But when you think of what the word definition of ideal is what we imagine it to be. It's not really what the reality is. You get what I'm saying? It's like what we see it to be, not what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, we all saying what it is or what it's not, but when we think of the word ideal, it's like our imagination, what we want it to be, our perception. It's not what it really is. So all of what we're saying is like, okay, yeah, we want this male or female to be a certain way. And then, yeah, we could say we're not, but then who are we to say that that's what it's supposed to be? You get me? It's just too much work for me. I don't have the patience
for
it. Well,
that's
where
the communication lies, I guess. You gotta. That's why communication relationship is important.
I don't want to do that either. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to do
that. Well, if you
feel
motivated enough to be in a relationship, it does take work, you know? It ain't always easy.
Right, and that's why I feel the way I feel. Like, it takes too much work to do it.
Well, you probably just not ready for it right now. Oh,
I'm never going to be ready for a relationship. I have no problem with saying that, and I know why. This is one reason. And then, two, I am that person. So I know me and another person, even in the same household, will not work. It just won't, and I have no problem with saying that. That's why I don't seek a relationship. But how many people can honestly say that? Like, I know I don't want a relationship, but I want the cuddling and all that crap. But that's that. You're cheating yourself and that person too. It's nothing wrong with being by yourself. Not trying to coerce anyone to be by yourself. Of course, Tanya, you're my daughter-in-law, and then sis, you're my friend. So I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you guys to be unhappy, but. Like, quit my life.
I get it, sis.
That's
what I'm saying in the very beginning about being truthful and honest with yourself about what it is
mm-hmm.
that you want. You know, mm-hmm. when you after you meet somebody, y'all get to talking for even the first couple of weeks. You know, in your mind, something's telling you if this one. I mean, when you think about it logically, if this person is for you or not. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll say, no, you know, I'm going to give it some time. You already know. Ain't no need to waste this person's time. If they not for you, let them go so that this person can go and be with somebody else that is for them.
Yeah.
I mean.
We got about a minute. We got about a minute and a half, y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the whole thing. People don't want to be honest with themselves. They don't want to let go,
mm-hmm.
or especially a lot of women think that mm-hmm. I ain't going to find nobody else. You know, that's when you end up settling. What are you settling for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole world out here. It's billions of people out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I totally agree.
And, you know, so it's a matter of being truthful and honest with yourself. People don't want to do that. They don't want to really take a hard look at themselves. That's
mm-hmm.
I can honestly say, no, I understand people have addiction, but my kids, not going to be outside because you want to go out here and gamble shit away. That's not
mm-hmm.
going to, no. We got to, you mean I'm supposed to suffer out here in the street and live out here in their cardboard box because you don't want to keep your money. You think you want to make fast money. Use your mathematical skills that you're using to put towards gambling and put towards your own business.
Got that.
You understand what I'm saying?
I like
you,
addiction.
Saying,
addiction is
that.
A little bit different, though. Like addiction is like a real mental disease, so it's not just that easy. Like stop doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but let me tell you something. Your addiction is more important than your kids having a place to lay their head, than your kids having food in their stomach. The problem still lies with you. You need to take a look at yourself. Because
yeah,
I didn't ask to be here.
Yeah, but I agree with Ty on that. On when it comes to addiction, that is a little different because a person really don't be in their right state of mind when they're addicted to
a certain type
of drug. So it's kind of hard to say, okay, let me analyze this because they're not analyzing anything. You know, that's just my.
That's when you, as the other parent or the other person within that relationship. That's when you, as a person that's involved in that relationship with that man or with that woman, you got to make, at some point, you have to make a decision for yourself. Is this for me? Is this something that's for my children?
Everybody can't do that, though. That's why
you're dealing with a mental disorder.
Yeah. This is a whole different topic. I would like to discuss this because it's a great one. So we definitely going to save these thoughts for that. We definitely have to write that down, sciences. We have to talk about that.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what the title going to be, but that's a great topic that we need to discuss because who's at fault, who's going to stay, who's blah, blah, blah. But with that being said, y'all, I hate cutting y'all with some. I do. But I still got to get my 2 hours of workout in tonight. And I got a deadline by tonight. I got billing to do, and I got to have it in by midnight. So I got 4 hours to get this done. So I hate to cut y'all, but this was a great show. I appreciate all y'all amazing wisdom and feedback and thoughts. Tanya, thank you. Sis, my A1 since day one, hon, I thank you for being there. Tanya, I thank you for tuning in as well. Jerome, are you still in the park with your children, or did you hang on? He's still there. Jerome, you still there? I got you open two ways, though. Let me see. It's you right here. I just want him to chime out real quick. Hold on a second. Jerome, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I got you up here twice. I'm not sure, but we about to chime. Sign off. I just wanted to see if you wanted to add on before we leave.
The reality of the situation is that we all grew up differently. And I think a lot of times how we, whatever culture we come from, whatever beliefs we come from, it's going to shape what we think and feel a relationship should be like. Walk up, boys. Should be like ideally, right? But when it's all said and done, we are people without a culture. That's why we accumulate so many. You know what I'm saying? By us accumulating so many of us beyond, we might meet a person. They may be a good person, but their belief system is different. So it's
I like that.
But are we willing to adjust based off, okay, pick it up. How much are we willing to adjust based off our different upbringing? You know what I'm saying? Because But those are the things, too, that we got to take into consideration, too. And another thing, too, everything we saying, this is my personal opinion, is all selfishly motivated. And for us to be in a relationship, it has to be an adjustment somewhere, right? Because we can say this person got that, but shit, when the last time we looked in the mirror, and we may not have extreme issues with ourselves, but we still got some shit that our partner may disagree with. So when it's all said and done, when it's all said and done, we got to take a lot of things into consideration and find common ground to have a holistic relationship.
I got you. Sis, did you want to give a final thought?
No, I think I did.
Okay, you guys, your time. Did you want to give a final thought? I did, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate everybody's opinion. I learned a lot today. I like the conversation. I hope we can continue.
All right. Okay, okay. I hope one of y'all wrote that down because I did.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down. For the day. I already got
okay,
ideas. You already know me.
That's what I know, right? That's what's up. So with that being said, oh, my goodness, I appreciate all of y'all. Thank you for definitely supporting the show. Brianna, I see you out there, sweet. Bree. Today Amber's birthday, y'all. Say happy birthday to Amber. She's still on. She wasn't on earlier when I was saying happy birthday. Happy birthday, Amber girl. Today is her actual birthday. She turned 32 today. Tashawn, my grandson, is on there. He's always supporting the show. I appreciate you. Thank you, fellas, for calling in from behind the Wizzle. They gone, though. And let me see. Let's see. All right, you guys, with that being said, I'm about to chime out. I'm about to get this work out in and get this work done. I got less than 4 hours, but I can do it by midnight, y'all. With that being said, until next Sunday at 7 p.m., you guys enjoy your rest of your Sunday. Have a great day off tomorrow. View off tomorrow, and also enjoy your week. Until next week, peace.
They should have treated you better. Girl, they should have treated you better. They didn't show you enough love. Now you just want more, now you just want more. They didn't show you enough love. You want, girl, you ain't even gotta tell, you know I got it. Feel like you deserve to be loved, your exes did you wrong. That's why you stayed alone, your lonely days are gone. I came out just to save you. It's the night of your life, girl, put on your pretty ass dress. It's the night of your life, girl, you gon' forget your stress. Treated you that way. You the kind of girl a nigga trim about, yeah. You ain't even got flows, I could look at you all day. Let me tell you things, things that you never doubt, you wouldn't even know. You're beautiful, sexy, but the niggas never told you, girl, I guess they didn't know. Let me take you for a ride, let me ease your mind. If some niggas ever call you again, girl, tell them you'll be alright. Cause they should've treated you better. Girl, they should've treated you better. They didn't show you enough love. Now you just want more, now you just want more. They didn't show you enough love. Now you just want more, girl. They didn't show you enough love. Girl, you did everything right, but it didn't work. I try to give you the best, cause you already been through the worst. Let me take away your pain, take your head and take my hand. You haven't had fun in a while, shawty, I'ma make you feel so loud. Don't worry about a thing. And girl, just let me take you where you wanna go. Top back, windows down, volume up, right and slow. I'ma take you for a ride, I'ma ease your mind. Niggas ain't gonna call you again, girl, cause everything is alright now.
You need someone that's down for you. You need someone that's down for you.
Late night drive,
yeah.
Take a late night drive, yeah. Oh, late night drive,
yeah.
Take a late night drive, yeah. Oh, oh, late night drive, take a late night drive, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a late night drive.